The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Answer the call. The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Thursday, August 18th, 2022, Thursday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Helena. Born about 248, she was the mother of Emperor Constantine the Great. She had a close relationship with him. Helena played a significant role in reestablishing Christianity in the Holy Land. That was after a period of decline. She allegedly rediscovered several Christian sites, which had been converted to pagan temples, and had them rededicated to Christianity. In particular, she's renowned for discovering the site of Calvary, where she claimed to find the relics of the true cross. Saint Helena died in the year 328. Saint Helena, pray for us. Let's begin this hour of the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive, as we begin every hour, with the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come. Before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for small and medium-sized businesses in the midst of economic and social crisis. May they find ways to continue operating and serving their communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
The parable which Jesus tells us in today's Gospel is really intriguing. Summarizing briefly, it's about a wedding feast but which no one wants to go to. They all invent excuses to avoid it. And then someone who does come gets thrown out, bound hand and foot, for not having come dressed properly. You might think, no wonder no one wants to go to it, if that's the sort of treatment you receive. So Jesus, what's going on here? What are you trying to teach us? And the answer is, you're teaching us about heaven and the call to holiness. But then that leads to the big question. Are we really ready to hear and follow Christ's call? I find it very frightening that this parable is directed towards the chief priests and the Pharisees, i.e. the very ones who should have been more religious, the ones who should have accepted Christ's call. And yet here, Jesus, you give us a parable which is largely about people not accepting God's call. This is a powerful reminder that position alone doesn't guarantee holiness. It's a reminder to us priests that we're not going to be holy simply for being priests. It's a reminder to you, dear friend, to pray a lot for us priests so that we may be holy and truly respond to God's call. And it's a reminder to anyone listening that simply being in a position of leadership in the church doesn't make you holy. You might be a catechist. You might be a youth leader. You might be a teacher in a Catholic school. You might be a parent. But that alone is not going to make you holy. You have to respond to Christ's call. You have to say yes to him. But let's enter into the parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a marriage feast for his son and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the marriage feast. First of all, let's note that it is precisely a wedding feast. Jesus, you're calling us to a wedding feast, which is an occasion of joy. It's a binding in and celebration of love. You're not summoning us to court for an unpaid speeding fine. You're not making us go to a boring lecture. You're not ordering us to do hard labour. You're not telling us we need to lose weight, and so we have to go to a super tough gym to burn off in agony all those excess calories. You're calling us to a fun, enjoyable wedding feast, to the joy of a union in love. This is heaven. Heaven is an eternal wedding feast. That's precisely what the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, has to teach us. Heaven is in some mysterious way to be married to God within the church, to be the object for all eternity of his infinite love. And yet Jesus, and this is what's so tragic, so many people refuse your invitation. This is what you show in today's gospel. Everything is ready, a delicious meal. The oxen and the fattened calves have been killed. There's plenty of good food. The king, who clearly represents God, insists, "Come to the marriage feast." But so many turn down your invitation. Some people refuse you in a polite and cultured way. Now, we English are very good at polite rejections. So when we're bored of someone and want to get rid of them, we might say, "I'll let you go now because you must have many things to do." When we know someone's a really bad cook and the last thing you want to do is eat their cooking, we might try this excuse. "I'm honoured and thrilled by your invitation, but I couldn't possibly take your food, and you have so much work to do. It would be far too much for you. Let's just meet in a cafe for a cup of coffee." But God, alas, is used to hearing human excuses, and with divine humour, Jesus gives a few here. In this gospel, Matthew, it's the most summarized version. "But they made light of it and went off, one to his farm, another to his business." But the version of Luke gives some of the excuses. The first said to him, "I have bought a field and I must go out and see it. I pray you, have me excused." And another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to examine them. I pray you, have me excused." And another said, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." People invent any excuse to say no to God. "I've got this property and I have to take care of it. I've got these tools and they need looking after. I'm in this relationship and I have to give it priority." And in so many ways, we dodge God. Do that, my friend. Do dodge God. In contact sports like rugby or American football, there's a technique known as a sidestep. It's just that, to avoid someone by stepping to the side. But in rugby, for example, there have been some great sidesteppers who did it with real art. Players who make you think they're going one way, and they're going completely the opposite direction, leaving the defender hugging air. Well, that's fine in rugby, but not in life. Let's not sidestep God. We dodge him. We think we're so clever, our excuse is so reasonable, but we're just running away. Above all, we're running away from his love, his embrace. And we don't fool him. He knows all our excuses. We think we're clever, but we're dumb. We think we win, but we lose. Rather, let yourself be caught. Let yourself be hugged by God. Respond to his call, his invitation, which ultimately is his desire to espouse you to himself, or putting it more simply, to marry you. I'm not exaggerating when I say that God is saying to you and to me, to each one of us, "Will you marry me?" "Come to the marriage feast," he says, "which within the church is your union with me." But now the parable turns dark. Jesus describes violent rejection of himself that has also happened in history, and God's punishment of it, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. God often does this through human instruments. Frequently this means letting human evil take its course, allowing one act of violence to lead to another. But God still wants to fill his wedding feast. He continues to call. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the thoroughfares, and invite to the marriage feast as many as you find. And those servants went out into the streets, and gathered to all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. That's encouraging for us. We're among those many. We're not the first called. We're not among the elite. We're among the plebs, and we're proud of it. We're not called to the feast for our abilities or our social rank or even our virtues. Lord God, you call us because you are good, not because we are. Jesus, we don't mind being among the hoi polloi, those of low rank, the common people, for whom in fact you have a special love. You even became one of them yourself. And then the parable ends with this mysterious episode of the man thrown out because he wasn't wearing a wedding garment. I imagine someone gatecrashing a modern-day wedding. He's not dressed properly like everyone else, and he's just there to eat and drink as much as he can. But what really seems to condemn the man of the parable is that when asked, he says nothing. He was speechless, we're told. Had the man said, "Look, I'm just some poor bloke who saw the gate open and slipped in because I'm really hungry and I thought I could get some decent food," he would probably have been fine and allowed to stay. What is this wedding garment that this man wasn't wearing? It probably means the grace of God, being clothed in Christ, or more simply, union with him through prayer and the sacraments. And so St. Paul tells us, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. But even worse than lack of grace is lack of sincerity. If you're a miserable scrounger, at least admit that to the Lord. God will forgive everything if we're honest and sincere. In other words, he'll cleanse the wounds we show him. He won't cleanse the ones we hide from him. And so, Lord Jesus, we want to learn from today's parable how much you love us, how much you want to be united to us in a marital way, as long as we don't reject your invitation. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, who accepted the invitation to be spouse of the Holy Spirit and now reigns in heaven, win for us the grace to appreciate the bliss we are called to and not be so foolish as to try to dodge it. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for grace to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 12 and a half past the hour. We'll pray the hours next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the Call is our theme. And if you can make an ongoing, recurring monthly gift to Relevant Radio, you'll help Relevant Radio now and in the future. With an ongoing, recurring monthly gift, our recurring gift partners provide a stable source of income for Relevant Radio, and that helps us to decrease our dependency on other forms of fundraising. And it allows us to focus on programs and future needs. In other words, more of your investment goes to winning souls for Jesus Christ and His church. If you want to find out more about making a recurring gift and possibly become a part of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society, call 877-291-0123. Talk to one of the friendly volunteers and say, "I want to learn more about making a recurring gift," or the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Call 877-291-0123 or pledge online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Feels good to give. Feels good to give regularly, too, through that St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. We invite you to call and make that pledge in any amount, though. You can do that now, right now, bright and early at 877-291-0123. You can do it online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. And we want to send you on your way with a great thank you gift. We've got some wonderful thank you gifts this time around. Get a look online at relevantradio.com. When you give at the $50 a month level, that works out to be $600 a year. This beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe slate tile. It's 6x6, got a little stand. It's perfect for on your desk or your nightstand or your table. Get a look at that, some inspiration and a reminder how you've helped Relevant Radio to go strong and keep going strong, and how you have answered the call. You can do that. You can help us reach our need of $3 million by the end of the week. Keep Relevant Radio going strong, sharing the faith, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ and His church when you answer the call.
It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Thursday, August 18th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us His blessing, till the ends of the earth revere Him.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy.
Thank you. Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name, we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long, our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long, my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Arise, Lord. Do not abandon us forever.
Arise, Lord. Do not abandon us forever.
This befell us that we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God? Or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You foretold that we would share in the persecutions that brought you to a violent death. The church formed at the cost of your precious blood has even now conformed to your passion. May it be transformed now and eternally by the power of your resurrection.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
Let the light of your face shine on me, O Lord.
Teach me your ways of holiness.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice, and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse set up as a signal for the nations. The Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. On that day, the Lord shall again take it in hand to reclaim the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria and Egypt, Pathros, Ethiopia, and Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and the isles of the sea. He shall raise a signal to the nations and gather the outcasts of Israel. The dispersed of Judah he shall assemble from the four corners of the earth. The envy of Ephraim shall pass away, and the rivalry of Judah be removed. Ephraim shall not be jealous of Judah, and Judah shall not be hostile to Ephraim. But they shall swoop down on the foothills of the Philistines to the west. Together they shall plunder the Kedemites. Edom and Moab shall be their possessions, and the Ammonites their subjects. The Lord shall dry up the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and wave his hand over the Euphrates in his fierce anger, and shatter it into seven streamlets, so that it can be crossed in sandals. There shall be a highway for the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria, as there was for Israel when he came up from the land of Egypt. You will depart with joy, you will be led away in peace.
Mountains and hills will break into joyful song before you, and all the trees of the forest will clap their hands.
There will be a highway for the remnant of my people, as there was for Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt.
Mountains and hills will break into joyful song before you, and all the trees of the forest will clap their hands.
A reading from a treatise on the Hail Mary by Baldwin of Canterbury, Bishop. Every day we devoutly greet the Most Blessed Virgin Mary with the angel's greeting, and we usually add, Blessed is the fruit of your womb. After she was greeted by the Virgin, Elizabeth added this phrase as if she were echoing the salutation of the angel, Blessed are you among women. and blessed is the fruit of your womb. This is the fruit of which Isaiah spoke. On that day, the shoot of the Lord shall be splendid and radiant, the sublime fruit of the earth. What is the fruit but the Holy One of Israel, the seed of Abraham, the shoot of the Lord, the flower arising from the root of Jesse, the fruit of life whom we have shared? Blessed surely in seed, and blessed in the shoot, blessed in the flower, blessed in the gift, finally, blessed in thanksgiving and praise, Christ, the seed of Abraham, was brought forth from the seed of David into the flesh. He alone among men is found perfected in every good quality, for the Spirit was given to him without measure, so that he alone could fulfill all justice. For his justice is sufficient for all nations, according to the Scriptures. As the earth brings forth its buds, and as the garden germinates its own seed, so the Lord God shall bring forth justice and praise before all the nations. For this is the shoot of justice, which the flower of glory adorns with its blessings when it is grown. But how great is this glory? How can anyone think of anything more glorious, or rather, how can anyone conceive of this at all? For the flower rises from the root of Jesse. You ask, how far? Surely it rises even to the highest place, because Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. His magnificence is elevated above the heavens, so that he, the issue of the Lord, is splendid and glorious, the sublime fruit of the earth. But what is our benefit from this fruit? What other than the fruit of blessing from the blessed fruit? From this seed, this shoot, this flower, surely the fruit of blessing comes forth. It has come even to us. First, as a seed, it is planted through the grace of pardon, then germinated with the increase of perfection, and finally it flowers in the hope, or the attainment of glory. For the fruit was blessed by God, and in God, so that God may be glorified through it. For us too, the fruit was blessed. So that blessed by God, we may be glorified in him, through the promise spoken to Abraham. God made the fruit a blessing for all nations.
The root of Jesse will appear and will rise up to rule the nations. In him will the Gentiles place their trust.
May his name be praised forever.
In his days, justice will flourish and peace will abound.
May his name be praised forever.
God our Father, may we love you in all things, and above all things, and reach the joy you have prepared for us, beyond all our imagining. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
26 minutes before the hour, we'll take a look at today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer, all coming up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Well, with Paul and Daybreak coming up in just a moment, but taking a quick second here to give you an opportunity to be generous, an opportunity to answer the call and support Relevant Radio during our summer pledge drive, inviting you to answer the call and wipe out that need of $3 million. It helps us keep going strong for three more months on over 200 stations around the country, around the globe, online at relevantradio.com, and on the mobile app as well, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ and his church, bringing Christ to the world through the media. It's the job of Relevant Radio, over the airwaves or over the website, over the app. Lots of great faith resources to help you build up your faith, be better equipped to share your faith, and be an example to those and your family and circle of friends as well. Together, we can make this happen. Folks have worked together. Summer, a great time for those little lemonade stands you see here and there up and down the street. And I notice kids selling little homemade crafts in addition nowadays. But anyway, I love the story of the 1 year kids did a lemonade stand with the proceeds to go to Relevant Radio. Can you be creative? Sure you can. If kids can do it, you can answer the call.
And let's talk a little bit about giving online at relevantradio.com. You know, you can always call 877-291-0123 to make your pledge, but if you want to make it quicker, easier, faster, and still safe and secure, give online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. And when you donate online this week, we have a special thank you gift. Make your donation online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app, and we'll send you a download of our brand new MP3, Cardinal Dolan's 10 Resolutions for Your Eucharistic Revival by Father Rocky. This MP3 download is our gift to you for your online donation. That's in addition to regular giving premiums. So give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. But if you need to, don't be afraid to call 877-291-0123 and answer the call. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Thursday, August 18th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the parable of the wedding feast from the 22nd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
And again, Jesus spoke to them in parables.
The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a marriage feast for his son and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the marriage feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, "Tell those who are invited, 'Behold, I have made ready my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the marriage feast.' But they made light of it and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the thoroughfares and invite to the marriage feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good, so the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot, and cast him into the outer darkness. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'"
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Consider what's actually happening when you receive the Holy Eucharist. You're receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Now, wouldn't it make sense to prepare for that moment? Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 4, Ordinary Time. We shouldn't come into our Lord's presence thoughtlessly and carelessly. But when the king came to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, "Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?" Each day, we are invited to approach the Eucharistic banquet, which has been prepared for us with such great care. We are aware in ourselves of habits, attitudes, errors, and aspects of our character which perhaps don't correspond with the great honor being done to us by Jesus Christ. We should examine ourselves so that we don't appear before our Lord in what amounts to rags, since we have a tendency to disguise our defects and justify our behavior. On this earth, when we receive an important person, we bring out the best: lights, music, formal dress. How should we prepare to receive Christ into our soul? Have we ever thought how we would behave if we could only receive Him once in a lifetime? We wouldn't sleep the night before. We would have thought out well what we would say, what we would ask, and how we would ask it. Everything we could do wouldn't be enough. This is how we should receive Jesus every day. One man invited to the wedding certainly heard the invitation and went to the wedding cheerfully enough, but he was inappropriately dressed and didn't give due consideration to what was required of him. We can't just receive our Lord any old way, distracted, inattentive, not fully realizing what we are about. To receive Holy Communion worthily, we should above all be in the state of grace. Our Mother, the Church, teaches us and warns us that no one who has a mortal sin on his conscience shall dare to receive the Holy Eucharist without making a sacramental confession, regardless of how contrite he may think he is. As well as that, such a great gift requires us to get ourselves ready in body and soul as best we can, by frequent confession, even though we may not have any mortal sins, by intensifying our desire for purification and increasing our acts of faith, love, and humility at the moment of receiving our Lord. Love is repaid with love. In the first place, it will be love for Christ Himself. A Eucharistic encounter is, in fact, a loving encounter. Frequent communion should never mean lukewarm communion. Fighting lukewarmness means preparing and doing what we can to ensure that our Lord does not find us distracted when He comes into our hearts. It would betoken a great lack of refinement to approach communion with our mind on other matters. Lukewarmness is nothing but a lack of love, and is typified by not receiving communion in the right frame of mind. We know we can never manage to receive Jesus as worthily as He deserves. Our grasp of what is involved is so limited. However, our Lord expects us to make what effort we can. If any important or high-ranking person, or even one who is just wealthy or powerful, were to tell us he was to come to our house, how we would have everything gleaming, hiding away anything the visitor or our friend would find unsightly. He who has perpetrated evil acts, let him firstly cleanse the dirt and stains if he wants to prepare his soul as a fit dwelling. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 18 minutes before the hour, time to pray. Once again, we join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou
Daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord.
At daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord.
Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful, you are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight.
The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like the dead, long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me.
I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought, and to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you.
Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave.
In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul.
Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth.
For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, early in the morning of your resurrection, you made your love known and brought the first light of dawn to those who dwell in darkness. Your death has opened a path for us. Do not enter into judgment with your servants. Let your Holy Spirit guide us together into the land of justice.
At daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord. The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem.
The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem.
Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exalt, exalt with her, all you who are mourning over her.
Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts.
For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over her like a river, and the wealth of nations like an overflowing torrent.
As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap, as a mother comforts her son, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem,
you shall find your comfort.
When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem. Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God.
Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God.
Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to our God, for he is loving. To him our praise is due.
The Lord builds up Jerusalem and brings back Israel's exiles. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up all their wounds. He fixes the number of the stars and calls each one by its name.
Our Lord is great and almighty. His wisdom can never be measured. The Lord raises the lowly. He humbles the wicked to the dust. O sing to the Lord, giving thanks. Sing psalms to our God with the harp.
He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares the rain for the earth, making mountains sprout with grass and with plants to serve man's needs. He provides the beasts with their food, and young ravens that call upon him.
His delight is not in horses, nor his pleasure in warrior strength. The Lord delights in those who revere him, in those who wait for his love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
God our Father, great builder of the heavenly Jerusalem, you know the number of the stars and call each of them by name. Heal hearts that are broken. Gather together those who have been scattered. And enrich us all from the plenitude of your eternal wisdom.
Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. The sufferings of the present are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us. Indeed, the whole created world eagerly awaits the revelation of the sons of God. Creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but by him who once subjected it. Yet not without hope, because the world itself will be freed from its slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O Lord.
In the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O Lord.
Always you are there to help me.
I think of you, O Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
In the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O Lord.
Give your people knowledge of salvation, Lord, and forgive us our sins.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give your people knowledge of salvation, Lord, and forgive us our sins.
Let us pray to God, who gives salvation to his people. You are our life, O Lord.
You are our life, O Lord.
Blessed are you, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for by your mercy we have been reborn to a living hope.
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
You are our life, O Lord.
You made man in your image and renewed him in Christ.
Mold us into the likeness of your Son.
You are our life, O Lord.
Pour out your love through the Holy Spirit.
Heal our hearts, wounded by hatred and jealousy.
You are our life, O Lord.
Today, grant work to laborers, bread to the hungry, joy to the sorrowful.
Grace and redemption to all men.
You are our life, O Lord.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, let the knowledge of salvation enlighten our hearts, so that freed from fear and from the power of our enemies, we may serve you faithfully all the days of our life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
We need you to partner with Relevant Radio in helping to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We do pledge drives 4 times a year. Why? Because we need your help. We need your prayers and we need your financial support. Our need to keep going for another 3 months is $3 million. Please call with your pledge, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or safe and secure, you can go online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. But please pledge now and answer the call. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.